Hello, this is Colette Gilbert.
Hi, my name is Shaney. I'm giving you a courtesy callback that was requested today from customer service. May I have your zip code to locate an account for you?
48108.
Thank you. And could you confirm your address for me?
It is 310. Let me ask you this. What company are you working for?
Well, that's what I'm trying to pull up. We've contacted a third-party call center. So we handle about 300 different companies in their customer accounts. So I'm trying to get an account pulled up so we can see which company that could be billing you.
Okay. All right. It is 3103 Braeburn Circle. And that's Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Okay, thank you for that. I do have the account where you completed a sweepstakes offer back on April 17th for the Dyson vacuum. With you doing that offer, there were additional terms and conditions of enrolling you into our Bites Hub meal plan app. It does help you to use real food to boost energy and also cut sugar and carb cravings. And it is a monthly subscription charge with us for
$59.89. I'm sorry, a vacuum?
Yes, it was a sweepstakes offer done for the Dyson vacuum.
No, I don't think so. And a prescription for once a month for what?
Bites Hub. It's a meal planning app that you can download. It has different workout tutorials, a fitness community to engage with, also different meal plans you can create within that app.
No, how do I get that taken off and canceled? I didn't do that.
Don't remember paying the shipping cost for it. It's where it ranges from $1 to $6 with the offer.
For how much? 26?
No, it's like $6 shipping and handling that you pay for it. But with that agreement, there's the terms and conditions on enrolling you into the Bites Hub meal plan app.
Okay. No, $59.89.
Yes, that's for
the
app.
The charge?
Yes.
And I've been charged twice for that.
Correct.
Plus a $6 charge for shipping for what?
That's a separate offer. What initiated the way that you got with our program is coming from a sweepstakes offer that was done for Dyson vacuum.
Oh. Okay. What was your name again? I'm sorry. I don't want to be rude with you.
That's okay.
It's not you. It's
my name is Shaney.
Shaney?
Yes.
Shaney, you said? Okay. So how do we put a stop to that?
Well, if you wanted to continue, I can reduce the monthly cost down to $20 each month for you.
Oh, no. I don't understand what the monthly cost is for.
Okay.
And I did not know. I need to cancel that and take it off.
Okay. Well, I can go ahead and get the account canceled for you. That'll stop any future charges. Regarding a refund, I can only do a 75% refund of your charge for this moment. And it would be $44.92.
Can you do that, Shaina?
I can. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold to take care of everything, and then I'll come back and provide you with a confirmation number?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, you entered a sweepstakes for a Dyson. I don't even need a Dyson. I have a vacuum cleaner. Probably needs one.
Okay, and I do appreciate you being patient. I did go ahead and close the account, and I also did issue back $44.92. It does take 3 to 5 business days to receive that back to the account, and I do have a cancellation number for you if you would like to write this down.
Okay, I'm ready. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 920-734-655.
Okay. 920-734-655, Shaina?
That is correct.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, what about the first time charge? What was the $59.89 for that?
That initiated when the account was first opened. So back in April, doing the sweepstakes offer, along with that offer, it enrolled the account into our meal plan app at the time. So that's the reason for the charge in April. And again, due to the terms, it's a monthly recurring charge until you do call in to cancel out.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you so much. And there's no way you can cancel that first time.
Unfortunately not.
You can't tell that I didn't download anything from that meal plan app, or I didn't even download an app.
Well, I don't have the capability of doing that, but what I can do, if you don't mind, I'll place you on a brief hold to see what else we can do for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. I hate these companies that do that. She could only return 75%. Modern tech trends. That's what I just denied another charge. 14 something to them. I just got a little bing on my phone.
Okay. I was speaking with my supervisor. The only thing that we could do was refund the remaining balance for May that was on the account, which was $14.97. So you are being refunded in full for the May charge for $59.89 in total.
No, I thought there were two charges, one on April 17th and one on May.
That is correct. But originally, I did issue that 75% refund, which was $44.92, leaving you a remaining balance for May.
Okay.
My supervisor was only able to issue the remaining balance for the month of May that was billed, which provides you with the full refund of the May charge.
Okay. So.
But there's nothing that we can do about the April charge.
Nothing with the $60. Well, I'm just rounding it up, of course, but. All right, I'll deal with my credit union with that. And the name of the company that did that, it's Modern Tech Trend.
That may be the merchant ID as far as regarding the charge.
Okay. All right. Modern Tech Trend. All right, thank you for deleting the second charge, because like I said, I didn't download anything. I didn't order anything.
Okay. Well, would you like me to transfer you to the fraud department so you can speak with them? Because there's nothing else that I can do as far as the April charge. And the only way that that charge can be refunded is for them to do a fraud investigation. But if it was a legitimate order that was done, what's going to happen is you'll be liable for paying for both. Because that's the same as even going with your credit card company as far as the April charge. Being that it's showing that we refunded the May charge in full, they're not going to do anything else. But I can get you transferred over if you want.
No, that's okay, Chrissy. I'll talk to Shana?
Shaney. Mm-hmm.
Shaney, sorry. That's okay. What you've done is good, and I appreciate what you've done, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there should only be one charge on there for $59.89. The rest was canceled. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling customer service.
Okay.